1077 WTVL, The Pulse.
Bulldog Live continues here on The Pulse, all across New Hampshire. Happy to chat with you at 1-866-823-1077. Brian at BrianTilton.com is my email address, where Mike from Antrim asks a question, which I'll have an answer to in just a minute, Mike. But first, I want to get to Bob Clegg. He is a former state senator, and he is also the chair of the Small Business and Small Industry Association, a brand new organization that just started up. Senator Clegg, welcome back to Bulldog Live. How are you today?
Great. How are you today?
Not too bad. You know, one time we chatted last year when the legislature was in session, and you warned that there was an income tax coming, and I didn't quite grasp what you were saying then. Now I completely understand what they have done.
And what they have done is they've put the income tax on those least likely to fight them. And when I say that, if you were up at the hearing the other day, which I know you were, you will have heard them argue with me, because they had told me in the hallways that they wouldn't fight the, or they wouldn't go after the Fidelities and the Liberty Mutuals, because after all, they had a lot of lawyers, and by the time they get done spending money to collect the tax, it really wouldn't be worth it. So they go after the little guy, the mom and the pop store, and the small business person, because you look at giving your lawyer $10,000 to make government do what's right, or give government $8,000. It's almost like they look at you and say, well, it's a $2,000 profit to just allow us to extort the money.
Yeah. And now you, when you had testified before the DRA hearing on Wednesday, you said, and you swore, that this is the conversation that happened with you by members of the DRA staff, I believe it was?
That's correct. The commissioner wasn't there, but members of his staff were there. And when I said, prove to me that you're going after the big guy, not the little guy, they actually caved in and said, we're not, because it wouldn't be profitable. We would spend more money fighting them than we would actually end up collecting, because they have a lot of lawyers. These people don't have that ability, so we'll be able to make the money that we need to balance our budget.
And when you brought this up at the public hearing and you stated exactly that, that is when Commissioner Clardy turned around and said, quote, I'm going to be fair and I'm going to go after everybody, end quote.
That's correct. He fully intends to go after everybody.
And that is the fear about this, because we're talking about LLCs and partnerships that are going to be hit with this new 5% income tax. And now I'm worried that sole proprietors will be next. And I guess my fears are not unfounded.
And they're not unfounded, because this is actually more than just limited liability companies. This ruling, or this new law, is limited liability companies, partnerships, associations, anybody with more than one person in it. And what it does is it says that government will determine what they think your value is. So you may be worth $40,000 a year as far as government's concerned, but yet there might be a company out there willing to pay you $200,000. Well, the way the state of New Hampshire now looks at it, that's $160,000 more than people need to pay you. So they will take actually and tax that difference at 13.5%, because they will tax the business as though they made a profit on the money that they gave you. So they will call that profit. So in the $200,000 example I just gave, $160,000 becomes excessive compensation. That $160,000, the business will get taxed at 8.75% on a business profits tax. Then when they take the money and they hand it to you, there'll be a 5% tax due on the money going out. So it's really over 13.5% that they're taxing that money. That's a bigger income tax on small businesses than even the state of Massachusetts has.
This is the
Kennedy is rolling over in his grave in joy that finally New Hampshire has joined the ranks of getting them all.
New Hampshire will now have the highest business taxes in the country. It'll be the only state that has this regressive LLC tax. And it makes Massachusetts, Vermont, and Maine more attractive states to do business in. And I think that's where a lot of these people are going to go. The second thing is that I've gotten a lot of this questions from the small business owners who are likely to be affected by this. They say, I got a question. You're going to determine what is reasonable compensation for me on the 1 year that I decide to take a paycheck from my own business that I've worked years for. Are you going to take into account the 3 or 5 years that I spent sleeping on the floor eating ramen noodles and putting my own personal savings into this business? Are you going to give me any credit for that? And I think I know what the answer is to that.
The answer to that is absolutely positively not. Not only are they not going to give you any credit, but they're also hidden in this new tax is a capital gains tax, which they all promised that they wouldn't do a capital gains tax. But if you bought a building and you started your business, and that's the floor you were sleeping on, and suddenly now you want to sell it because you want to move, or you bought it when it was worth $50,000, you fixed it all up, but you know, most of us small business guys are lousy record keepers. We didn't keep track of every 2x4 and every piece of drywall that went in there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, our basis is low. The difference between what we end up selling it for and what we can prove we had invested in it now becomes taxable under this 13.5%. So there's going to be a capital gains tax on the difference between what you had as a basis in the building and what you sold the building for. They promised us they wouldn't do that. But then again, they promised they wouldn't give us an income tax either.
That's exactly it. And that is something that Governor Lynch has said many times from the very first time that he started campaigning right up until, well, a few months ago. He kept saying, I will veto an income or sales tax. And in fact, he did sign this income tax for New Hampshire. And if this is
right.
And the process, and we've talked a lot about the process of it being snuck in the middle of the night without a public hearing, voted on and then signed by the governor. If they can do it with this group of people, what's to stop a personal income tax for the rest of us?
Well, and that's the case. If you take a good look at what they did, they hit the campground owners. You bring your own room and your own meals and you go to a campground and they're going to hit you with a rooms and meals tax. There's the tax on small owner proprietors. And there's also, they did another tax where if you have a machine that has time, such as the car washes or the laundromat, there was another thing in House Bill 2 that said you now have to pay $25 per machine to the Department of Weights and Measures just simply for having the right to have that machine. So every washer and every dryer and every laundromat is now going to have a $25 fine or fee attached to it for no reason.
You're even talking about the air pumps at the gas stations.
If you've got a low tire, it's now going to cost you more money to get the air because the state wants a $25 fee for the fact that most of those things are more convenient than anything else.
Uh-huh.
If you got a step quarter in it, the state wants $25.
I'm thinking of laundromats right now, and I know quite a few that are coming to my mind. And I'm thinking of, there's one laundromat on Loudon Road in particular I'm thinking of right now in Concord. And you walk in there, start counting the machines, $25, $25, $25.
Yeah.
That's how much money the state's going to get. And you're looking at the people that are in there doing laundry. They can probably barely afford to scrape together a few quarters just to put one load in.
Pretty much that's what it is, and you know what? The state really doesn't care. But yesterday in JELCAR, the Joint Legislative Committee on Administrative Rules, hounded these people and said, why did you come up with it? And the answer finally came out that they were ordered by the executive branch to find this and do this tax right here, the $25 on any machine that had time.
Well, Bob, before I let you go here, and I want to I'll have to have you back on to talk about your new Small Business and Small Industry Association. I have a question from Mike in Antrim. He says, I own a corporation in New Hampshire. My company pays 8.5% BET. I am a W-2 employee, you know, with all the withholdings that go with it. Plus, I do a dividend distribution to defer my salary, and I am taxed at a rate of 5% on this. So tell me, what is so fair about the current system of an LLC versus corporation?
Well, he's not really. He's taxed only when he does it when he does a dividend. But he also has to remember that when he goes down to the federal level, his dividend is only taxed at 20%. When you talk about an LLC, they're taxed at 35%. So they're already taxed 15% higher on the federal level than he is. The other thing is that even though he's a W-2, the state has the right to go in and determine whether or not he has been paying himself more than what they think he's worth. And when they do that, he's now going to be at 13.5% on what he's now paying 5%. So what's the difference? The difference, number one, is that corporation gets a much more favorable tax deal when it comes to the federal side. And on the other side is the commissioner, as you heard the other day, it's going to go after his salary, W-2, and be damned.
Oh, my goodness. Well, there you go. Well, Bob, thank you very much for your answer to that email. Thank you very much for talking about your experience. The comment from Commissioner Clardy, quote, "I'm going to be fair and I'm going to go after everybody," end quote. Bob Clegg, we'll chat with you again. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Bulldog.
All right. Bye-bye.